The federal government is looking for the public to assist in monitoring the use of the economic stimulus money that is being distributed to help improve the national and local economic conditions. The Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board today is beginning a national reporting system looking for fraudulent use of the money. Cheryl Avidson with the board says the recovery.org website will soon have a simple method for finding out what local projects are going on, who received money, and what it's supposed to be used for. She says the board must watch out for the possibility of misuse, and that begins with people being able to help them.
People who are right there on the scene, on the ground, have a great opportunity to see if they think something just doesn't make sense. If they think maybe this project looks a little fishy, for example, we would like to believe that all of this money would go out and there would be no problem. But that's not realistic. And if you're going to do an effective job of trying to stop fraud and waste and abuse, you need as many eyes and ears as possible watching out for these projects. And we think that by giving people the capacity and the ability to go to their local neighborhoods and get drilled down into this information, that will substantially increase our ability to detect malfeasance and fraud and abuse that's going on out around the country.
Grant recipients are required to report on their progress beginning October 1st, but Avidson says the federal government is prepared to assist people who are unfamiliar with filing reports.